You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Rebecca.
Welcome to the show today.
Welcome to the show.
We recently went on a trip to Riverside, Iowa.
Yeah, Riverside Casino and Resort.
It was a nice resort. It was a little Vegas-y.
It was very Vegas-y.
It wasn't all under construction.
True. And in the middle of nowhere.
It was in the middle of nowhere.
But it's very new. And yeah, you walk in and there's lots of Vegas-esque type features.
Lots of colorful fountains.
Yeah.
Water features. Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And it was the casinos and, you know, like kind of a big circle, which was kind of nice. But that was, and then the event center was off to the side. So, of course, we were going there for a show.
Who were we seeing?
Oh, I believe we saw Mickey Dolenz.
With?
And we also saw the Fab Four, which is a Beatles tribute band.
It was a great, they're like an internationally renowned Beatles tribute band.
And they're really good. They put on a really good show. Mm-hmm. And
it was a lot of fun. It was kind of a short show, though, really because it was supposed to be Mickey and the Fab Four and Mark Lindsay.
Mark Lindsay. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes, but Mark Lindsay had some health issues, so he wasn't able to come. So they kind of shortened it up, but it was fine.
Yeah, it was really good.
We had really good seats.
We had really good seats, and it was so nice. Like, we were right on the end, and it was so fun because, like, that's the kind of stuff you do, and then at the end, they just want you to get up and start dancing.
Which yeah.
They ended with Twist and Shout, and of course, we were all up dancing and having a good time. So, yeah, show was great.
There were a lot of friendly people there. People behind us were really friendly and nice.
They really were. I think that was the lady we saw in the lobby, and you thought she had a great sweatshirt on, and she was asking me how tall I was, and she was super sweet.
She was asking you how tall you were in a nice way.
Yeah, in a very nice way, not a rude, crazy way.
Not the regular way.
And she was super sweet because then she said they threw out some t-shirts. The Fab Four threw out some t-shirts during the show. And I think when we left, she said to me, I really thought you were going to get a t-shirt. Yeah. I was like, I know, right?
It's okay. It's fine. Yeah, that was a good time. Mickey did a good job. It was a lot of fun. It was a different show than we usually see from him.
Yeah.
Because it was him and the Fab Four.
Yeah.
And not his regular band.
Right. His portion of the show was very much the hits of the Monkees as sung by Mickey Dolenz. So, you know, like, I think he probably did some that weren't. I mean, they did Daydream Believer and he did.
He didn't do Going Down, did he?
No. It was literally songs that would have been like top hits for the Monkees that people would have. Mm-hmm. Almost any person off the street would recognize as a Monkees. Well, I shouldn't say that, but
he did. He did Kicks too. The Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah,
that's not Paul Revere and the Raiders. That's not what he did. Start over. What Paul Revere and the Raiders song did he do? I could have swore he did Kicks, but that's not them.
No, Kicks was on the playlist though. I remember telling you that because at one point they zeroed in on the playlist and that was on there.
So they did do Kicks,
but they didn't do it. They didn't do it. And then
Why do I feel like they did?
What's the Paul Revere song that they did do? Because he sang it. I can't remember either.
We had some.
Might have had a few beverages beforehand.
We had a bottle of wine before we went down.
Yeah. By the way, we left town at like 10:30 in the morning. And
Our town,
which is a 4-hour drive to this town. And all we had the rest of the day was some, like, salami and crackers.
We didn't eat anything.
And then we had a bottle of wine together. I had several beers.
It was
chaos.
It was crazy. We were driving, and I even said to you, I don't think that I ate breakfast. And then you were like, And then you just kept driving. And then I was like, okay. I'm pretty hungry now. And you're like, yep. And then you just kept driving. And I was like, so, did we ever eat lunch?
No. You were like eating a muffin in the car at one point. I had a protein shake and that was it. And then we stopped somewhere random and you got Cheetos and I got beef jerky.
That's what happened. First of all, I had that muffin because I took my girl to her jazz class.
That's right.
And they were out of scones. And so she said they had something else, and then I was like, okay, we'll take that. And then she's like, I'm so sorry, that other lady got the last one, so here's an extra free muffin. And nice. I was like, what am I supposed to do with a free muffin?
Ate it.
So I ate it, and I was still eating it because I don't really eat muffins.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so you pulled over and I was like, good, we're going to pull over in a place that has food. This tiny little place
that, by the way,
everyone knew each other.
Yeah, we don't ever have a non-bathroom story when we stop somewhere. This bathroom.
Okay, first of all, we need to start a new segment called Everything That's Wrong With This Place.
Everything That's Wrong With This Place, indeed.
So if you like that, if you like this segment coming up, let us know and we'll keep doing
it. Let us know. We'll do this about everywhere we go. Because when I walked in and old man was walking down the hallway of the restrooms.
No one can see your air quotes.
He came walking down and I was like, oh, this guy just left. So I walked down this little mini hallway. And there's two doors that say restroom. There's no pictures. There's no distinguishing characteristics. There's somebody in one that I push on the door. And now I'm going to the bathroom where old man just came out of.
Well, that's very progressive.
So I go in and it's disgusting. Yeah. And there's no place to hang my purse. I somehow hung it on the end, I think, of the dryer thing. I can't even remember. There was no toilet paper. I had to use a paper towel.
That's right, because you came out and I was like, why are your hands moist?
I was like, this is great. The bathroom was so gross. Yeah, it was good.
The whole place was just, it was in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know where we were.
Right.
Somewhere in Iowa. And it also was like a burger joint.
Yeah, they were supposed to have the best burgers in the world or something.
Behind the counter where they sold the cigarettes. And I looked around and I was like, okay, what can I possibly eat? And it was so tiny in there.
Like
if you were going down one of their short little aisles and then someone else came, they had to wait for you to go through the aisle.
And people were waiting by the cash register for their burgers. I think, which I don't know where those were getting made. There seemed to be some back little kitchen, but
it was right there next to the cigarettes.
Great. Here, I'll make your burger right here by the cigarettes.
Everyone seemed to know each other.
They did.
I was like, but all I could find was a bag of Cheetos. I was like, okay, we're doing Cheetos. And
yeah, I took like a beef stick.
I think I got water. I don't know.
I did get water as well. Yeah.
Oh, and we always end up in places like
that.
We
do.
I don't understand.
So then
we carried on. Lunch.
We carried on with no lunch. That was lunch. And then we get there and we're walking around and there was like this little cafe right by the elevators to our hotel room.
There was a buffet, but we weren't going to go there because it was like $80,000.
Yeah. And plus we were like, that's too much food. You know,
we didn't want a bunch of food.
Yeah. So we go up to our room and...
Because there were other places, but they were under construction.
Yeah. That's the big thing. I saw that when we booked the room. Lots of places were under construction. They were remodeling a bunch of areas.
I'm doing a great job.
So, yeah. I mean, this whole thing.
It was fancy.
It was very fancy and very nice. We go upstairs. I did bring, stuff, you know, snacks for charcuterie.
Except you didn't bring what? For the cheese.
What didn't I bring for the cheese?
Oh, a knife. You just had a block of cheese that we were just going to munch on.
No, but I did have a bag of already sliced cheese.
No, I get that. But you were like, look at this fancy cheese that I have.
I did. I was like, I got this cheese.
Break you off a piece.
I forgot the knife.
Yeah, we had a whole spread up
there. We did have a whole spread. And it was like, so we had some good snacks and we had our wine.
We shared that bottle of wine.
We did. I was like, we just kind of chilled in the room for a while. I had the Nebraska football game on. That's fine.
And I ignored it.
Yeah. Well, I kind of did too because we're not doing cougar.
And then they had alcohols downstairs at the show.
Yeah. Once we got ready and we went down for the show and they had like a little bar set up out in the little lobby.
And I had a couple.
I probably had like more than that. I guess the show was so short. I was like, at one point, I'm like, I really have to go to the bathroom. And Mickey was singing a song that I was kind of like, okay, I've heard this song 47,000 times. So I think it's Pleasant Valley Sunday, probably. I'm like, okay, here's my cue. I'm going to go. So I ran back and I was going to get another drink and go to the bathroom. The bar was closed. We hadn't even been in there an hour, I swear. And then there were no sign of those people anywhere. And they had shut everything down. I was like, well, that's bizarre.
I did go out at some point and I used the bathroom and I came back and got a drink. So that must have been much earlier.
Yep. It was probably,
That was a great show. I was feeling good and I was making a lot of noise because I was also compensating for some people in front of us who were like the high rollers who didn't care as much. Yeah,
a lot of people that just go.
I compensated quite a bit.
Yes, we were very woohoo.
I was very vocal of my appreciation of all of them.
Yes, we were.
That was a good time.
That was a really good time.
Yeah, and it was good. I mean, it was unfortunate that the bars were all closed. There were two. There was one that was all full of people because there was a local band playing. And then there was another one at their little cafe, their little deli type place.
Yeah. Which really wasn't even supposed to be a bar. We that same little cafe, we walked down there and then they have these little beer taps and we're like, oh, look, we can sit here and have some drinks. Which we did.
Which we sure did. And we had a lot.
We were like, hey.
And that was a fun night. Yeah, and that was a fun night. We had good times and we stayed up very late. Oh, another part of the segment called Everything That's Wrong With This Place. They remodeled this place. It looks very lovely.
It does.
I guess they're trying to be modern because our bathroom was made of glass. Oh,
the
whole bathroom.
Let's talk about Vegas-esque.
It was. It was very Vegas.
A room in the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. There's like a big picture window that shows right into the bathroom, and there's a bathtub underneath it. But this took it a step further. This was straight up the giant walk-in shower is glass on one side where you have to close an electric curtain so that people in the room can't see you naked in the shower.
Yes. The entire bathroom was glass. Even the partition. Why was there a partition between the toilet and the rest of the bathroom?
I don't know,
because
there was no door.
Glass.
Right.
You could see right through it.
That's true.
It was like frosted, but still.
Yeah. It's
it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It's a very bizarre thing.
And so there was a curtain so that you could close the curtain for when you take a shower.
Yeah.
However, it was on the outside.
It was on the outside.
So when I was naked in the shower, you could have just walked right
underneath
that
curtain.
I could have
just pulled the curtain back.
Right. So that was bizarre.
That was bizarre.
And it would be really cool if I was like, you know, if it's a king suite and you assume that the two people sharing the bed have seen each other naked.
Yeah.
But this was a double queen.
Double queen where clearly two people are sleeping.
Or more.
Who sleep,
sometimes four.
Possibly
if
four
it's
people.
Us, maybe five.
Yeah.
But
that's very, very, very bizarre.
Bizarre. Also,
how the shower was set up.
The shower was so big that I had to run to like change the water. I don't know if you could reach it, but I certainly couldn't.
I couldn't reach it, and I have a 7-foot wingspan.
See?
And we're talking like never once have I seen a shower like that that's so big like that the water turn on is on the opposite end.
It's on the opposite side.
I've been at a shower where the thing is straight in the middle over the top and it's like
that
the
makes
rain.
Sense. That's fine.
And you can reach, at least my monkey arms can reach the water from there. This one legit was like more of a rectangle and the water turn on was on one end and then the shower head was on the other end. And also no door to block water from coming out.
Or for anything else.
No.
So the next morning,
shower ever.
I was having a little trouble standing up.
We both were.
You were still asleep, and the curtains were drawn, so it was dark in the room.
Yeah.
And I have very bad vision, so I'm not wearing my glasses. And I was like, I can't tell if the curtain is a little bit open or if there's just like a black beam right there.
Yeah.
So I just assumed it's not open. It's fine.
Yeah. And I was dead to the world, so.
I was wrong. It was open.
It was open. Because when I got in the shower later, I was like, oh, this curtain's open.
Yeah, it's open. It's fine. You were asleep. It never turned on. But I'm running around in a shower naked. Mm-hmm. Like
Back and forth.
So I go turn on the water all the way. It warms up really fast.
It was really nice.
And then I feel it, and I'm like, oh, it's too hot. So I run back to the other side, and I turn it down a little. And I run back to the water, and I put my hand in it. Now it's too cold. So I run back to the other side and I turn it up a little. And I did this like 5 times.
Yeah. Most bizarre shower.
Maybe could have stuck my foot in there, but I couldn't balance at that point on one foot. I would have fallen over. Something was going to happen. This is horrible.
So true.
It was such a weird. And the lighting in that place was bad. I was just like,
the lighting was so bad. I know when we were getting ready for the show, I was like, what is wrong with my face? Like,
I did my makeup because it was really convenient that they had like a lighted mirror on a stand.
Yeah, that was a magnifying one too, right?
It wasn't even bolted down. Mm-mm. I took it from in there. I could have taken it home.
Oh, I'm like, did you take it, period?
No,
like,
I didn't take it home. But like...
You did. You moved it from the bathroom to by the windows.
Yeah, there was like a ledge on the window. And so I put it on the ledge so that I had natural light. And that's mm-hmm. how I put my makeup on. I turned everything around. I rearranged the room. Mm-hmm. Our room was kind of bizarre when we left.
It probably was. I'm sure housekeeping was like, what went like, on in here? I have
no idea. They've moved the furniture. There's a mirror out here. It's crazy. They were here
for one day. Why were there 47 outfits hanging up?
They were here for one day and they had to get a cart to take all their stuff in. That was another thing. They didn't have like any bellhops or anything. No. So we were like, can we take this cart? And they were like, sure.
And the guy's like, you just checked in for one night. What are they doing?
We had so much
nothing.
Stuff. So anyway, that happened. That was a good time.
It was.
And then... Since we were in Riverside, Iowa, we decided to visit a very famous museum.
Yes.
And you can see this on our Instagram page. There are pictures of it.
Lots of good pictures.
It is the Voyage Home Museum, the Star Trek Museum.
The dedicated Star Trek Museum.
That is like very popular.
This is supposed to be the future birthplace
of Captain Kirk. Riverside, Iowa is where Captain Kirk is born, but he's not born yet.
No.
I don't know. What year was he born? Let's see.
I feel like it's like 2228 or something weird.
I don't know. Riverside is the official birthplace of Captain James T. Kirk, captain of the Starship Enterprise, Star Trek, if you don't already know. Did we say that? I don't know. He was born in the 23rd century.
Oh.
So he's not going to be born for a while.
Okay.
But it's a nice little museum.
We got to beam ourselves up.
Yeah, we got to stand on the, what do you call that? Poop deck? It's not the poop deck.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the beaming deck.
Beam yourself up deck.
I'm not a trekker, so don't know, but I obviously love
so people don't sci-fi get mad at us
all that old stuff.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. They had Star Trek, The Next Generation mm-hmm. stuff all over the place. They had a lot of memorabilia. They had a guy who greeted us, and he was very nice.
Very knowledgeable. Said he has got, tons of visitors that come through. He was super sweet.
There is a statue in the town of James T. Kirk, which we did not find.
Couldn't find. Dove around forever.
Town was about a mile long, mm-hmm. and we could not find one simple thing.
No. There were signs on almost every light post about Star Trek, which was interesting. But couldn't find any statue or the actual, or future birthplace.
And people go there every year.
Yeah.
They have a festival.
There's a big convention.
It's really cool. But it is a very tiny town.
Mm-hmm.
Very small.
The museum is very, it's very small. It's really cool though. It has a lot of good stuff in
it. Oh, I got to sit in the chair, the captain's chair that they've made.
Yeah.
It was really good time.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So. I liked that. And then we left Riverside, Iowa. And that's that. Maybe we'll vacation at the resort when they're finished with it.
We should, because they, emailed me because we left a lipstick in there.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all, we found this. We would like to know if you'd like us to ship it to you and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, my God, these people are so sweet. And I was like, no, throw it away.
Throw it away. Neither of us liked it. It was hideous.
It's fine.
We tried that lipstick and it was terrible.
Yeah. Good trip.
We've been past, the signs that say it's there, so many times going to various parts of Iowa. Yes. But we've never gone there. And we've always been like, hey, we should go there.
Yeah.
And we never have.
And before, it would have been a little bit out of our way because you have to go south from the other places we've gone. But this one was, we were clearly in Riverside and then it was just right there. I mean, it was less than 5 minute drive from our actual hotel at the casino.
So convenient.
It was awesome songs.
Very nice of Mickey and the Fab Four to decide to play there.
Decide to play there for us.
So we could hang out. Kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
As they say. You got anything else to say?
I don't think so.
All right, let's wrap it up.
It's all about that.
Maybe we can get the kid off of the video games and we can watch some TV.
Yay.
Yay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.